Yeah, each connection, each positive connection, requires you to set it. What I've noticed with the AllScan app is that it will disconnect either a permanent or a non-permanent, a regular or a persistent connection, which is interesting. I like that. So you can disconnect either one. You don't have to bother with the checkbox, from what I recall testing it. However, when you connect up, you have to specify permanent, or it won't be persistent. I like persistence better than permanent. Permanent has other connotations, but it looks like I'm in Rochester, so Rochester, New York, 1 mile, the exit at least. And the only reason you have to check permanent is if there's a network burp, or if I reboot the hub or something like that, they'll just make sure that it'll connect back up. So it's not the end of the world, but I'm because of that audio issue we had a few weeks back that we found we just had to drop and restart the repeater. I decided that every Sunday morning at 4 a.m. I'm gonna drop the hub, restart the hub, and then everything can reconnect. So I think it's here's one of those toll booths. It's just a string of devices across the road. But anyhow, like I say, every Sunday morning at 4:05 a.m. I'm rebooting the hub, and hopefully that'll take care of that one incident we have. You remember what I'm talking about?